Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we test our geography skills at the National Geographic Bee in Washington, D.C. Answer a listener question about the actress Meryl Streep and listen to new music by the band Green Day. In 1989, the National Geographic Society decided to do something about the lack of knowledge about geography among American students. So the group started a competition called the National Geographic Bee to test students' knowledge about places around the world. Almost 5 million students in the United States and its territories competed this year. Last week, state champions from around the country met in Washington, D.C. for the final competition. Steve Ember has more.
Temesh County shares its name with a tributary of the Danube and is located in the western part of which European country? If you gave the correct answer, Romania, you are very strong in geography, just like 13-year-old Eric Yang. This student from the state of Texas was the first place winner of last week's National Geographic Bee. On May 19th, Eric competed against 55 students between the ages of 9 and 15. The next day, the competition began again with the remaining top 10 winners. The final round was hosted by Alex Trebek, best known for hosting the television game show Jeopardy. Arjun Kandaswamy from Oregon won second place. Shantan Krovidi from North Carolina came in third. Top winner Eric Yang will receive $25,000 for college and a trip to the Galapagos Islands this summer. We asked Eric how he studied for this difficult competition.
Well, I just read a lot of things like the Atlas, the Internet, magazines, maps, travel guidebooks.
We also wanted to know what Eric does when he is not studying.
Oh, I play basketball and the piano. I listen to all types of music. I read cookbooks, too, for fun.
John Fahey is president of the National Geographic Society. He says the aim of the group is to influence people to care about our planet. He says the bee helps to provide children with a love of learning about Earth's many lands and cultures. However, the National Geographic Bee seems to be a competition mainly for boys. This year, only 2 out of the 55 final competitors were girls.
Our listener question this week comes from a college student in China. Jia Qi wants to know about actress Meryl Streep. The director, Sidney Pollack, called her the most important actress of the late 20th century. Streep has received 15 Academy Award nominations. This is more than any other actor in film history. Born in 1949, Mary Louise Streep grew up in Summit, New Jersey. When she was a child, she took singing lessons. She became interested in acting while in high school. She studied theater at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. She continued her studies at Yale University's School of Drama in New Haven, Connecticut. Meryl Streep began her career acting in plays in New York City. Her first movie appearance was in the 1977 movie Julia. She only had a small part, but she gave an excellent performance. She was nominated for her first Academy Award for her next movie, The Deer Hunter. It is about a group of young Americans affected by the war in Vietnam. She won an Academy Award for Best Actress in 1979 for her work in Kramer vs. Kramer. This movie is about a married couple going through a divorce.
I came here to take my son home, and I realize he already is home.
3 years later, Meryl Streep won Best Actress for her work in the movie Sophie's Choice. She played a survivor of a Nazi concentration camp. She is also famous for her roles in movies including Silkwood, Out of Africa, and Ironweed. Meryl Streep is known for her skills in speaking English with different foreign accents. She is also known for the intelligence and strength she brings to her dramatic roles. But she also has made funny movies. These include Death Becomes Her, The Devil Wears Prada, and the musical Mamma Mia. Meryl Streep's other important roles are as a wife and mother. She married the sculptor Don Gummer in 1978. They have four children. Their daughter, Mamie Gummer, is also an actress. Meryl Streep's latest movie, Julie and Julia, will be released this summer. Streep plays the famous American cooking expert, Julia Child.
I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit.
Amy Adams plays the role of Julie, a woman who spends a year trying to cook all the meals in one of Julia Child's most famous cookbooks.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Green Day returns with their first official CD since American Idiot in 2004. That album sold more than 12 million copies worldwide and earned the band many awards. So how does Green Day plan to follow that? Barbara Klein has more.
The band that brought us one of the best albums of the decade is back with a new CD, 21st Century Breakdown. It is Green Day's eighth studio album. Early reviews suggest the new CD will push the punk rock trio right back to the top. Rolling Stone magazine gives the CD 4.5 out of 5 stars. And Spin says the album's title track is the band's best song to date. Here is 21st Century Breakdown.
Born in Phoenix and now we trade it up. Oh, I bet y'all where the teams as well. Less were born and the first one to run. My town was born from the fire and sun. My generation is
Day has been making music since 1987. But it was not until their 1994 album, Dookie, that the band experienced commercial success. Since then, they have sold more than 65 million CDs around the world. However, this country's largest group of stores, Walmart, will not be selling 21st Century Breakdown. Walmart banned the CD because of its language and content. Like American Idiot, the new CD offers some strong political comments on religion and war. Listen to 21 Guns.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for? Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the pain
will begin performing around the world in early July to support their new CD. We leave you with Know Your Enemy.
Doug Johnson. This program was written by June Sims and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.